Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. We're not in
Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day. Forgiveness is a central theme in the Christian faith, and as Christians, we are called to forgive others just as we have been forgiven by God. However, the concept of forgiveness can be complex, and there are times when forgiveness can be difficult or even seemingly impossible. In Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 35, Peter's question and the parable of the unmerciful servant highlights the limits of forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness. In today's message, we will consider the biblical principles of forgiveness, the challenges of forgiving others, and the rewards of choosing to extend grace and mercy to those who have wronged us. May this message inspire us to forgive as we have been forgiven and to let God's love and mercy shine through us to others. The topic is Limits of Forgiveness, and our Bible text is from Matthew chapter 18 verse 21 to 35.
Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 35. Then came Peter to him, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee, until seven times, but, until 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents, but forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out, and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him, and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet, and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison, till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desiredst me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. Verse 35, the last verse, So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses.
The concept of forgiveness is a recurring theme in the Bible, with numerous instances of forgiveness being given and received. Forgiveness is a fundamental aspect of our Christian faith, and as believers, we are called to forgive those who have wronged us, just as we have been forgiven by God. But how many times should we forgive someone? From our Bible text in Matthew chapter 18 verse 21, Peter asks Jesus, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times, Peter's question reflects the common Jewish practice of forgiving up to 3 times as found in Amos chapter 1 verses 3 to 13, and the rabbi's teaching to forgive up to 7 times in Genesis chapter 4 verse 24. Peter's suggestion of forgiving up to 7 times may have seemed generous, but Jesus' response took Peter's understanding of forgiveness to a whole new level. In verse 22 of our Bible text, Jesus replied, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. The phrase, 77 times, is not to be taken literally but means an unlimited number of times. Jesus' answer implies that we must be willing to forgive others no matter how many times they offend us. This level of forgiveness goes beyond what is humanly possible, but with God's help, it is possible. Jesus went on to tell a parable to illustrate the importance of forgiveness in Matthew chapter 18 verses 23 to 35. In the parable, a servant owed his master 10,000 bags of gold, which was an enormous amount of money. Since the servant was unable to pay the debt, the master ordered that he, his wife, his children, and all his possessions be sold to repay the debt. The servant fell on his knees before the master and pleaded with him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay back everything," Matthew chapter 18 verse 26. The master took pity on the servant and forgave him the debt. The master's forgiveness was not based on the servant's ability to repay the debt but on his mercy and compassion. The servant's debt was cancelled, and he was free. However, when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. The debt was small compared to what the servant had owed the master. The servant grabbed his fellow servant and demanded that he pay back what he owed. The fellow servant fell on his knees and begged for patience, promising to pay back the debt, but the servant refused to forgive him and had him thrown into prison until he could pay back the debt. When the master heard about what had happened, he called the servant and said, "You wicked servant, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" The master was angry and handed the servant over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all he owed. Jesus concludes the parable by saying, "This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart," Matthew chapter 18 verse 35. The parable in Matthew chapter 18 verses 23 to 35 emphasizes the importance of forgiveness. The master represents God, and the servant represents us. Just as the servant owed the master an impossible debt, we owe God an unpayable debt of sin. We are unable to repay this debt on our own, but through Christ's sacrifice, God forgives us our debt of sin. God's forgiveness is not based on our merit, but on His mercy and grace. Just as the master forgave the servant's debt, God forgives our debt of sin. The servant's response to the master's forgiveness should have been one of gratitude and mercy towards others. Instead, he failed to extend the same forgiveness he had received. In the same way, our response to God's forgiveness should be one of gratitude and mercy towards others. When we fail to forgive others, we are not only disobeying God's command but also rejecting the forgiveness we have received from Him. Jesus' warning in Matthew chapter 18 verse 35 is a sobering reminder that forgiveness is not optional for a believer. Unforgiveness leads to spiritual torture and ultimately separation from God. Forgiveness is not easy. It requires humility, compassion, and grace. It means letting go of our hurt and anger towards those who have wronged us. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting what has happened or condoning the offense, but it means choosing to release the offender from the debt they owe us. Forgiveness is not a one-time act, but a daily decision. It means continually choosing to let go of bitterness and resentment towards those who have wronged us. It is a process that requires us to rely on God's grace and strength to forgive. The Bible provides many examples of forgiveness. Joseph forgave his brothers who sold him into slavery, Genesis chapter 50 verses 15 to 21. David forgave Saul who sought to kill him, 1 Samuel chapter 24 verses 1 to 22. Jesus forgave those who crucified him, Luke chapter 23 verse 34. These examples illustrate that forgiveness is not easy, but it is possible through God's grace. In conclusion, forgiveness is not a one-time act but a daily decision. We are called to forgive not just 7 times, but 70 times 7 times, Matthew chapter 18 verse 22. We are to forgive as we have been forgiven by God, Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32. We must choose to forgive others from our hearts, even when we don't feel like it. Forgiveness is not just a personal matter. It has a wider impact on our relationships with others and with God. Unforgiveness can create bitterness, resentment, and anger towards others, which can lead to broken relationships and even physical and emotional health problems. Moreover, it can damage our relationship with God as it is a disobedience to His commandments. We must also remember that forgiveness is a process, and it can take time to work through our hurt and anger. It is essential to seek God's help and guidance through prayer and reading His Word to help us in this process. As we forgive others, we become more like Christ, who forgave us all our sins. In conclusion, Jesus' teaching in Matthew chapter 18 verses 21 to 35 reminds us of the importance of forgiveness in our lives. Forgiveness is not optional for a believer, but it is an essential part of our relationship with God and others. We have been forgiven an unpayable debt by God's mercy and grace, and we are to extend the same forgiveness to others. Let us choose to forgive from our hearts, relying on God's grace and strength, and experience the freedom and joy that comes from living a life of forgiveness. As you reflect on this message, take some time to examine your heart and evaluate if there is anyone you need to forgive. Is there anyone who has wronged you that you are still holding a grudge against? Are you struggling to let go of bitterness and anger towards someone who has hurt you? Take some time to pray and ask God to reveal to you any unforgiveness in your heart. Ask Him to help you extend the same forgiveness you have received from Him. Remember that forgiveness is a daily decision, and it is a process. Seek God's help and guidance to help you in this process of forgiveness, relying on His grace and strength. As you do this, may the Lord bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today with humble hearts, acknowledging the importance of forgiveness in our lives. We thank you for your mercy and grace, which have forgiven us an unpayable debt. Help us to extend the same forgiveness to others, even when it is difficult. We ask that you reveal to us any unforgiveness in our hearts, and help us to release it to you. Give us the strength and grace to forgive others, as we have been forgiven by you. May we experience the freedom and joy that comes from living a life of forgiveness. Thank you for your love and mercy towards us, and we pray that you would help us to extend that same love and mercy to others. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 11, chapter 12 and chapter 13. And for the evening, Mark chapter 13 verse 1 to 13. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.